Department of Education spokesman Phil Wise harkens back to the education reform bill the legislature passed in 2012.
As you well know, then as today, the most controversial aspect of that is the so-called third grade retention.
Some Republican lawmakers wanted to hold third graders back if they're not reading at grade level. In a compromise with Democrats, the law gives families some breathing room. So now the Department of Education must decide how rigorous a summer program will have to be before students are promoted to fourth grade.
I mean, clearly our intent and the intent of all the rules is proficiency. We want all of our kids to get there.
That's Department of Education Deputy Director David Tilley. The proposed rules for summer school would require 90% attendance at 75 hours of intensive reading instruction, with no more than 15 in a class. If the kids comply, they'd be promoted whether or not their scores go up. If they don't comply, it's back to third grade. Skeptics say the standards are too strict, others not strict enough, and some, like Margaret Buckton, object to mandatory retention in principle.
Because of the sociological effects of retention, we would prefer that a positive summer school experience be the opportunity for students.
Buckton, who represents both the Urban Education Network and the Rural Schools Association, says complying with the rules will be difficult and expensive, and she says she favors setting goals for students to achieve instead. Parents of children with learning challenges are also speaking out. Katie Grieving is with the Iowa chapter of Decoding Dyslexia.
The rules that you're going to be considering here today are going to affect thousands of dyslexic children across the state, and I just want you to know that your decision about them matters a great deal to us.
Grieving calls the proposed rules unfair and punitive. Representative Rick Olson is a Democrat from Des Moines and a member of the Administrative Rules Review Committee. He's a lawyer in his day job. He says holding kids back who don't follow the rules for summer school is a lawsuit waiting to happen.
This will be a hot topic for somebody that wants their child to move on,
right,
and that child's being held back. He isn't or she isn't proficient, but the argument's going to be over the second part of that criteria, the 90% attendance rate. He didn't show up 90% of the time. I'm telling you, he was there. Admittedly, I got him there an hour late on 10 of the days, but he was there.
Schools have another year to prepare. Third graders will be subject to the new law starting at the end of the 2016-2017 school year. And officials estimate the numbers won't be small if past year's scores are any indication. David Tilley at the Education Department says last year's third graders didn't score so well.
We look at their Iowa testing results, so their Iowa test of basic skills results, and have estimated that about 25% of the end of the year third graders were not proficient on the Iowa tests.
That means over 9,000 students could end up in summer school at a cost to local school districts of as much as $10 million. Phil Wise at the Department of Education says reaction from the public has been so strident, they're going to slow down the timeline for approving the rules.
In my many years around this place, I have rarely seen as many public comments.
So Wise says it's back to the drawing board, but he warns the law is the law, and one way or the other, parents of third graders may face a tough choice in the spring of 2017. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.